Well, yeah, I mean, like, the first thing to do is offer peace and hope. I mean, like, seek to make, you know, new bonds and, well, basically ties with their communities. I mean, like, offer the hope of Jesus. Share his story of, you know, persecution that he suffered and death at the hands of those who were supposed to be the religious leaders of his day. You know, tie it in with that. You know, he was wrongfully accused. He was beaten. He was whipped. He was killed. And then, of course, tell of his forgiveness that he gives by rising from the dead, just like he said he was going to.
Yeah.
And be the example of hope for them and for everyone, really. Be the hands and feet of Jesus to them and to everyone else. You know, Matthew 5:16 says this, "In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven."
So yeah,
that's basically it.
Absolutely. I know a lot of people, you know, they feel like, oh my gosh, I got to really like atone for this and I got to make up for it. But listen, you are a new person, right? And so it's almost like, okay, maybe we can't change what the people who've come before us have done, but what can we do now moving forward? Is that fair?
Yeah, that makes total sense. Yeah.